Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an encouragement to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Currently we're doing those ahadith that explain the significance of the du'as after salat, and specifically going into those ahadith that speak about these tasbihat that we read after salah. So this, as we explained, is something very, very important, and we should try and give it its importance, otherwise it will also leave our lives. So today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من سبح الله في دبر كل صلاة 33 وحمد الله 33 وكبر الله 33 وقال تمام المئة لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير غفرت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who says سبحان الله 33 times, الحمد لله 33 times, and الله أكبر 33 times after every salah, and then brings it a total of 100 by saying this fourth kalima, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير غفرت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر, his sins will be forgiven even if they are like the foam of the ocean. As Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has explained that when we recite Subhanallah, declaring the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if Allah ta'ala is saying to us, I am pure and unblemished, and I do not become pure by your proclamation. However, by the blessings of Subhanallah, I will purify those who recite it from faults and weaknesses and sins. We explained Subhanallah means Allah ta'ala is free from every type of weakness, every type of blemish, every type of fault in his zat, in his actions, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whatever conditions he sends down. Allah ta'ala is free from any type of fault, as far as the laws also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, everything is free from every type of blemish. Similarly, reciting Alhamdulillah, Allah will create such qualities within us that will make us praiseworthy. Imagine, Allah ta'ala is all praiseworthy. If we recite and we start praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will create qualities within us that will also make us praiseworthy. The person becomes praiseworthy by virtue of qualities that he has. He doesn't become praiseworthy by virtue of the wealth that he has and the material possessions, but qualities is what people are looking for, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that he becomes praiseworthy because of his qualities. And when a person recites Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jal will make us respectable and honorable in the opinion of others. The person is not doing it for this, but this is the kindness and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus these words are actually a 3-in-1 cleansing agent of the heart. We are encouraged to do it after every salah. One more hadith. An Ka'ab ibn Ujra radiyallahu anhu an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal mu'aqibatun la yakhibu qailuhunna aw qala fa'iluhunna dubura kulli salatin maktubatin 33 تسبيحة و33 تحميدة و34 تكبيرة رواه مسلم. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Ujra radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who says or the one who does this after, or he said that the one that does after every farz salat will never be unsuccessful. Person who does this after every salah, either he's saying this or he's doing it, both are the same, but he does it after every salah, this person will never be unsuccessful. And what's that? 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and Takbir Allahu Akbar, 34 times. We were explaining yesterday, the other riwayat explained that we read it 34 times. This riwayat is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, in Darimi and Bayhaqi. According to Mujaddid Al-Fithani, the azkar after salah are recited in order to compensate for the deficiency in the salah and to acknowledge one's weaknesses and one's imperfections. Allahu Akbar is recited here, as we come to know in this hadith, 34 times, and it's recited one more time than tasbih and tahmid, which is subhanallah and alhamdulillah, in order to emphasize Allah Ta'ala's greatness and Allah Ta'ala's grandeur. Therefore we recite it one more time. According to Allama Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayh, the narration of reciting takbir 34 times is preferred over all other narrations. So therefore we recite it 34 times. Now just to recap that hadith we did yesterday, also explaining the reward of reciting these tasbihat after the Faras Salat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Sahaba that these muhajirun who came to complain that the wealthy Sahaba have gone ahead by virtue of the Hajj, the Umrah, they wage jihad and they give charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, should I not teach you something by which you can reach those who went ahead of you and outshine those who will come after you, and none will be better than you except the one who does the same as you do. So the Sahaba replied, please, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, say Subhanallah, say Alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar 33 times after every salah. Such a simple action, such great rewards. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, as we explained, that specifically this is read after every salah, but specifically after the Fajr salah and after the Asr salah, time is given for this also, to perform, to read this tasbihat. But yet we find that people are neglecting it so much that after the salam, most people want to stand up and walk away. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of reading this. Such simple actions, such great rewards. Sometimes you hear of a special and people are waiting at the shop from the night before. Next morning is going to be a special. First 10 customers, first 20 customers will get that special. Stocks are limited. You'll find people are waiting from the night before, the whole night, to get that special. Here Allah Ta'ala is giving us such a special with such great rewards, and it's available after every salah. It's just a matter of us giving it that importance to get this reward. May Allah Ta'ala make it part and parcel of our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.